It's something that we have been talking about for a while now, but the process is moving along. Published in the Provincial Gazette last week was the white paper on the provincial government's alcohol harms reduction policy. Some of the things, this is according to the Times newspaper today, some of the proposals include considering a provincial tax to increase the cost of alcohol, restricting trading hours, removal of all liquor outlets attached to grocery stores, and to do so within 5 years, a reduction of the number of outlets in areas where there have been too many alcohol-related car accidents, lobby central government to legislate that drivers under the age of 21 or in the first 3 years of possessing a driver's license may have no alcohol in their blood when driving. That is something which is in place in many countries, Australia amongst them, I think. Fine outlets that repeatedly serve underage people or breach other laws. Trace where drunk drivers had their last drink in order to hold that outlet responsible. Bring all the estimated 3,500 illegal liquor outlets or shebeens into the regulated market. Suggest establishing a special district court for alcohol offences. Lobby the government to ban alcohol advertising to under 18s. Ensure that no Western Cape government venues or events allow alcohol advertising, and so on. Dr. Laureen Platsky is Deputy Director General for Strategic Programs at the Western Cape Government and part of the team responsible for piloting this white paper through the process. What's the next step in the process, Laureen? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and to the listeners. Well, we've already started on the drafting of the new liquor bill, which will replace the current one, which has been amended a number of times. And, you know, as with old bills and amendments, it's always more confusing to try and get clarity. So we are busy drafting a new bill, which will reflect the white paper, which was, as you said, published recently.
Okay, so how much longer before are these proposals still amendable in terms of public comment, or has that process happened? And so what's in the white paper will, within the passage of time, become law?
Yes. So we published a green paper, which was the discussion document a year ago, and that was commented on by the public. Comments closed in the middle of December last year, and we then incorporated many of the comments that obviously supported the alcohol harms reduction approach rather than there were a few comments that didn't think this was a problem in the Western Cape, and so obviously we did not incorporate those. So what the white paper is now a clear mandate from the executive of government, of the Western Cape government, to go and draft the bill. We will then put the bill out for public comment, and that could be in 2 or 3 months' time, possibly a little longer, depending on how long it takes to get everything that can be legislated for. A lot of the recommendations, as you mentioned, in the white paper are, in fact, about lobbying national government to do things because there's some things we don't have control over as the province.
So you can't put this provincial tax on alcohol that is sold within the borders of the Western Cape without the national government saying...
That's correct. That's correct. So the provincial tax will not be in this particular in the new liquor bill for the Western Cape. It will need its own separate process. And that will need the agreement of National Treasury and so on. But it is a proposal, and it will take its own route. But the rest of the elements that are around enforcement that the provincial government has control over licensing, will actually go into the new bill, which, as I say, will then have a public comment period. Those comments will then be taken to consideration, and eventually that will go through to the legislature. And it's likely that they will also have their own public consultations.
Yeah, I mean, we have a problem. I'm staggered that there are people who don't think we have a problem with alcohol abuse in the Western Cape. It's clear that we have a problem, and industry and government are inevitably on opposite sides about what needs to be done in order to make that problem, if not go away, much less of a social ill. I suppose some of the proposals will find favour with a lot of people. Some won't. I mean, the people who I see walking out of Pick and Pay or Checkers or Woolworths with wine bottles as part of their daily or weekly shop, they're going to go, really? What on earth does it matter where I buy my wine? Why are you making it more difficult for me to buy my wine and stopping me from getting it at Woolworths, Checkers, Pick and Pay, Spar?
Well, John, the problem really is youth drinking and binge drinking. Those are the two focal areas. And buying the odd bottle of wine, the big issue, the biggest issue, let me put it quite frankly, is the supply of legally produced alcohol into the illegal market or into the unlicensed market. And, you know, the current legislation makes provision for action to be taken against that. But, you know, people find ways of, supplying a legal product and legally licensed product into the illegal market. And that is particularly after normal trading hours and weekends and so on. So let me say that we've used the World Health Organization's 10 best buys to tackle alcohol problems. And the two biggest ones are about easy access to cheap alcohol. So making alcohol more expensive, and in this country it is generally, in comparison with the cost of living and so on, much cheaper than in many other countries. And we have done that research, and that is all documented very carefully in the white paper. And, you know, the trading hours are a massive problem. In some cases, it's almost 24/7. And so the more easily and the more cheaply it is available, the bigger the problem. So there is a direct correlation between those two. So we will have to look at the grocery stores things very carefully. We will be looking very carefully at who gets licensed in future. We do want to bring as many of the unlicensed but law-abiding outlets
Good luck. 3,500. really.
Well, you know, 3,500 is actually, yes, it's a big number, but at the moment, in some of the areas, there are only two or three licenses, and that is partly because it's been such a complicated process to get a license. So we're looking at that as well, making it easier to get a license, but then you're going to have to be law-abiding and not serve under 18-year-olds and not be advertising where youngsters can see it, because it's all about aspiring. And very often you find that 14, 15-year-olds know more about the brands and so on, and they know exactly what they're going to choose to drink. And many of them are drinking at a much earlier age these days. And that is where I'm afraid the profits are made, because the youth market, women have not been traditionally big consumers of alcohol in the whole of the African continent, and that is where, you know, the marketing is being targeted. So we need to look at regulating the space, the spaces in which alcohol is served and where one can purchase it.
Dr. Lorene Platsky, thank you. Deputy Director General for Strategic Programs at the Western Cape Government.